Recording in progress.
Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes as we share these few minutes together in God's Word. Today we are in Psalm 111, and today's psalm begins and ends with words of praise. The writer lists the virtues of the Lord and reminds us that the Lord is to be praised forever. And as we continue on this week, we are reminded that God's saving words for us are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 111, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. With all my heart I will thank the Lord in the assembly of His people. How wonderful are the things the Lord does. All who are delighted with them want to understand them. All He does is full of honor and majesty. His righteousness is eternal. The Lord does not let us forget His wonderful actions. He is kind and merciful. He provides food for those who honor Him, and He never forgets His covenant. He has shown His power to His people by giving them the lands of foreigners. In all He does, He is faithful and just. All His commands are dependable. They last for all time. They were given in truth and righteousness. He set His people free and made an eternal covenant with them. Holy and mighty is He. The way to become wise is to honor the Lord. He gives sound judgment to all who obey His commands. He is to be praised forever. And today's key verse is Psalm 111 verse 4, where the psalmist writes, "The Lord does not let us forget His wonderful actions. He is kind and merciful." And again, beloved, as you know, the saving words for us this week are praise and thanksgiving. It's the responsibility of God's people. I mean, if the world isn't going to praise Him, the world isn't going to give Him thanks, it's up to us to do that, as, especially as His children, because we have received so much of Him. And so let's go ahead and make sure that each day somebody might ask us in the hallway, "Hey, how are you doing today?" And you could say, just fine. I mean, that's a valid reply, but wouldn't it be neater, wouldn't it be more effective if we were to say, "Well, the Lord has blessed me coming in and going out this morning. Thank you for asking." Doesn't that send a much better message? It answers their question about us, but more importantly, it gives God all the praise and the glory. Let's pray. Holy and majestic God, I trust in Your promises, knowing You are faithful. You are kind and merciful, and Your righteousness and love are eternal. I will praise You forever for all Your wonderful acts. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 112, a psalm, it's a wisdom psalm describing human virtues. And so, until tomorrow, beloved, my prayer for you is that God will meet your every need in all abundance. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.